Pippa Hudson. Lines are always open on 021-446-0567.
It was much earlier this year, in February, I think, that we shared with you the ongoing fight to clear the rubbish and the filth and the waste that was accumulating in Masipumelele. And I was very happy to open up the Cape Times this morning and see a newspaper with the headline, City to Clean Up Masipumelele. And the article told me that the city has presented plans to the Provincial Department of Environmental Affairs and Development Planning to deal with the issues of environmental degradation in this community. And it's a long drawn out case. It goes back several months when a directive had to actually be issued telling the city, you've got to sort out this problem. It should never have got to that position, but at least we are now at the point where there is some movement forward in this. And the city has been instructed to go in and clear out the neglected and highly polluted water canals to provide adequate ablution facilities, regular maintenance of the toilets in Masi, washing facilities, clearing out those canals and the stormwater infrastructure, very, very important to reduce flooding, particularly if we get the hoped for rain in the remainder of winter. So on the line with me once again is Masi community leader Tsepo Moletsane, who we last spoke to in February, I think. Tsepo, it's great to have you back with us. Welcome back to the show.
Yes, thank you very much. Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to the listeners.
I know you've worked very, very long and hard to keep on bringing this problem to the attention of the authorities. In the past 4 months since we last spoke to you, when that directive was issued, what has changed, if anything? Give us a picture of what conditions are like in Masipumelele.
Firstly, let me welcome the opportunity that I'm being given again to reflect on the challenges around the state of the informal settlement there. Number one, I must indicate that we have got a serious challenge with the water who's not considering Masipumelele as one of the areas that need to be attended. Secondly, which is very much important, it is around the issue of the intervention by the public protector and the Human Rights Commission, Provincial Commissioner Mr. Chris Nissen, and local neighbors. I think with regard to the state of the informal settlement, remember that the population in Masipumelele has drastically increased, including the foreign nationals also. Then with regard to the issue of the directive, remember this is the second directive, meaning something is not okay and all right in Masipumelele. But you also want to say thank you very much to the provincial government to issue this second directive to ensure that something needs to happen. Then there is an area called Lake Michelle. Mm-hmm. Lake Michelle is one of the closer neighboring communities in Masi. The challenges of those four water canals there, they should be attended properly because we believe that the city of Cape Town has got enough resources to ensure that these things are being attended. But there is this kind of a delaying tactics by the ward councillor because it started there. She's the one who's supposed to make sure that this thing is attended. But I must tell the truth that she has got no time to ensure that these things are being attended. I know that there are people that are working there, but they are not monitored. Monitoring is becoming a challenge. With regard to the to say maybe how's things up to so far, it's not 100%. It's not 100% because I can tell you from my own experience, I'm also residing in the same community as a community leader there. It's only one water canal that I can say to you, they are attending to it, but not to up to a satisfactory standard. But they are still the same. Nothing has been done there. But I believe that about this second directive, something is going to happen there. And you know, Councillor Limberg, who is the political head of informal settlement, I wish that she can monitor these people very close so that they don't provide a wrong report to her office. Because I know that they are providing or submitting a wrong report to say that, no, they are doing the work while the work is not being done.
That's quite a serious allegation, Tsepo. I know that that Azanthia Limber told the newspaper that they've spent something like R1 million maintaining the wetland area in particular since March. So you seem to be suggesting that if that money's being spent, you're not necessarily seeing the results in the practical work that is being done.
No, colleague, you know, if ever we are talking about the expenditures, maybe they must tell us where and how are they spending this money so that at least the expenditures can also confirm the work that has been done. I'm staying in Masipumelele. It's a matter of time. If you can have time, I can invite you to say, let's go there and see for yourself so that you can witness what you're talking about. The public protector has done the same thing. The Human Rights Commission in the province, Mr. Chris Nissan, he has done the same thing. I know that there was a site visit by the office of Councillor Cynthia Lindberg, but that site visit, it needs to be monitored as well.
Tepo, just in closing, won't you sketch for us the biggest priorities as far as you're concerned? So some work has happened, some clearing of canals, some excavation of soil along the channels to try and prevent sort of sewage spreading out in these areas. There's been some deepening and digging out of stormwater canals to drain them better. But on a day-to-day basis, can you sketch for our listeners who've never been into Masipumelele what the situation is like on the ground?
As I've indicated, that the situation is not up to 100% satisfactory because more work still needs to be done there. In other words, what is happening there? Because of the population that has drastically increased, that work has not been attended properly as expected. Now, what we want to do, if the city of Cape Town can ensure that the program of EPWP, the Expanded Public Work Program, can be directed to that area so that it is properly attended, I think people in the next coming 6 months, they will see a huge difference, provided there is a monitoring that is taking place as well. That's what we want to, the city of Cape Town to do for the poor people of Masipumelele. But I think also, in conclusion, there is a huge piece of land, R5131. That R5131 was bought by the former executive mayor of Cape Town, Mrs. Noma Indiamfeketo. We've been requesting that people must be moved from that area to R5131. But there's also this delaying tactics. We were once told about the environmental impact assessment. That thing was done in 2003. We don't need the second one to be done again.
That's a question we'll pose to Cynthia Lindberg when we speak to her tomorrow. Tsepo Moletsane, thank you so much. Masipumelele community leader. Cynthia Lindberg, unfortunately, wasn't available to speak at this moment. She is in a meeting, but she did say she can speak to us on tomorrow's show. So we'll ask her to comment on what's happening with that Tsepo mentioned. We'll also ask for an update on the work that has been done in the past few months and the discrepancy between what's being reported as having been done and what Tsepo says. Well, has something's happened, but not quite to the level that it needed to happen. So we'll pick up on that story again right about the same time in tomorrow's show. Thank you so much, Tsepo Moletsane, who is one of the community leaders in Masipumelele.